Welcome to Questions About Heaven, a podcast about giving Bible answers to our questions about the afterlife with God. Each week, we seek to answer real-life questions with biblical answers about the life beyond this world. Now, here's your host, Brad Zockel.
And good day to you. This is Brad Zockel, and you're listening to the Questions About Heaven podcast. Thank you so much for your care and for being here as we talk about heaven. And you've probably been walking with us through Revelation chapter 21, verse by verse. I'm going to take a step back and then answer a question that has come up on one of our different social media platforms. We had a question that came up, and it started a discussion about identification in heaven. And when I talked about you would retain identification from earth, such as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob retained their earthly names, Jesus was identifying them, then someone said, well, don't we receive a new name? And so we're going to talk about that, and the reference is Revelation chapter 2 and verse 17, which I'll read to you in just a little bit. But let me just say, I want to thank you so much for your care of prayerful protection over our ministry. It has been going well. I'm back out on the road next week, not this weekend, but next week. I'll be heading over April 27th and 28th over to Grand Junction, Colorado. The Lee family is organizing numerous visits to different places. In my understanding, I'll be speaking to a youth group and then also to a college and career group, to family study, an assembly, and so a lot of things going on, specifically in the area of Whitewater, Colorado. I'll give you more details as we get closer to that. Following that week, I'll be in Mercer, Pennsylvania. That's just outside of Pittsburgh metro area. Mercer, Pennsylvania, with Grace Harvest Church and Pastor Dave Talkington. This will be my third time with these good people. And you come on over there. That's Cinco de Mayo. That's May 5th. And there is going to be a little celebration right after the morning service, too. So I hope to see you. We're looking forward to that. Following that, later on in May, I will be May 19th, Sunday. I will be over in Bradenton, Florida at Palma Sola Botanical Garden. Some wonderful organizers in the Bradenton area have made it possible, and I'm looking forward to that. If you'd like to know some more, go over to our website and take a look at the travel map. Just yesterday, I was able to schedule two more meetings. In July, I'm going to be going back to Texas, and in November, I'll be heading down to Middle Alabama. And so the best thing for me to say is, if you'd like to know some more, then go ahead and look on our calendar or a travel map, really, on our website. The website's name is theheaventour.com, theheaventour.com. And listen, I just really, really appreciate your love and your care. Partner with us. And do remember this, as I travel, we don't ask these venues for them to, we don't charge a fee. We don't ask for them for a set fee or anything. Anything that you're giving is tax deductible. We are a 501c3 institution. You do receive tax deductible. Your gift is tax deductible. And also, it helps us just as I travel. You know, your giving might give me an extra tank of gas to make it, as I do most of my traveling by car, or else to help on a repair. I mean, we just had to put four new tires on the car. I was wearing it out so much. So any giving, you go to theheaventour.com and then over to the partner with us. And if you're not able to give, that's fine. You just sign up for our newsletter and find out what's going on here as well. Lots of things going on. But I want to talk to you about this. This is Revelation chapter 2, and in which I was referring to, because the listener said, well, now, doesn't it say in the scripture that we receive a new name? And the intimation was that we lose our present name and we receive one totally new. Well, no, we don't see that we would lose our name. But let me go to the scripture first. This is the church when we're moving on down here in Revelation, and we're going into the passage here, which is going to take us in Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3. There are different, it's going to be admonitions, instructions, even encouragement to seven churches within an area here, like a postal route. And in here, we see that the Lord is directing to different churches, different instructions. And when we go over to the church of Pergamum, We see the instruction of what you've done good. You're in an area where Satan is prevalent, and you do not deny the faith. You've had someone in your congregation who was a martyr, but you've also held on to some things which are causing a stumbling block. Now, I'm not going to go into that. You can go back to our verse-by-verse study in Revelation and go back to chapter 2, and you'll see that. But here is what we have directed to the church of Pergamum, but really for everybody who is reading or listening to this. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who conquers, or your translation might say to the overcomer, to the one who conquers, I will give some of the hidden manna, I will give him a white stone, with a new name written on the stone that no one knows except the one who receives it. Now, we're not going to talk about the hidden manna or even the white stone today, because you can take this new name and bring it out among the three different points here and talk about it alone. You're talking about a new name, and so what would the significance be of that? Well, I want you to think. We see so many times, such as in the Bible, when people were giving different names, and they might not exactly be great. Naomi, in the book of Ruth, she said, "Don't call me Naomi anymore, call me Mara, for my life is bitter." She changed her name to the worst. You have others that are giving names. Think in Genesis with the competing wives that were naming their kids over the incidents that were going on. And it was just absolutely amazing. Naphtali meaning wrestling and Gad meaning a troop. Names are given when we look through the scriptures for great significance. You see that I could go on for a long time, but I see a hint to the Jewish faithful. We see a hint of the coming kingdom. The Jewish faithful in the kingdom, Isaiah 62 and verse 2 says, "The Gentiles are going to see your righteousness to those, the Jews who become the faithful. And you will be called by a new name, which the Lord will name." So when we look at this, there's some things that I want to share with you which are great, greatly significant here that will be a great help as we talk about these truths. We see names being given later on in another chapter, in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12. What will you be given? The new name of my God will be given, a holy name representing the Lord. The name of the city of my God will be given, a name that people will know, the place of our destination, of our family home, the New Jerusalem. And you'll also be given my new name. So when we see this, we can be known by many names here on earth. I talk about this a lot. I have a neighbor. He is my neighbor. He's a dad. He's a husband. He's a hunter. He formerly was a government worker. He is a retired person right now. He is a cancer survivor. See, there's so many different titles we can say depending on the group and the subject there. You think about it. Someone is identified from the state they're from or their favorite football team or college team. So there's identification here that we even have. You call some people by nicknames and things along that line. What we see is something very, very special here. This denotes this new name. And what did it say about that new name? What powerful thing. When you think, take a look at it and listen to what I say again. I will give him a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. This is one-to-one, you and Yahweh. May we forget the idea that God is a God of just a nation, or we're not saved by the community, by the neighborhood, by the culture. It's a one-on-one decision. As I said in an earlier podcast, the decision that you make to receive the Lord is of your own. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, I see that Jesus says, "I stand at the door and knock. If anyone will open up the door, I will come into them," to him, to the individual, "and live in their life." Okay, so it doesn't say I'll come to the entire nation of the hemisphere. I'm coming to them. This also is a passage that tells us God is giving us a personal relationship, a special place. I think of Luke chapter 10, when we see that Jesus says, rejoice utmost, rejoice most of all that your name is written in heaven. So there's a great significance in the name. And in the intertestamental period, the 400 years of silence, the Jews had also brought this back to the Lord. The Messiah watchers had also said to Yahweh, we give you great respect for your name. And so he was known as HaShem, the name, because they felt that the title need to have a distance to give respect. Names are very, very important. You're given a new name here. The word is kainos. That's the Greek word. Not talking about new chronologically down the line. This is a new pen I'm holding. I had the same kind of pen before it ran out of ink and I just got a new one. No, new in quality, never been used before. And I can intimate this, never been even thought of before. The word for kainos really means unprecedented. I'm giving you an unprecedented name. Well, what does that mean besides being personal? See, only you and the Lord know this. That's what it's saying there. It means a new identity. Okay, see, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I live now, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave his life for me. My identification is with him. Philippians 1:21, for to me to live is Christ. To die is even better. It's gain. I'm going to be with him. A new identity that is found in heaven. We'll be rewarded in heaven on things we've done on earth. We'll be recognized in heaven. We will be awash in his love, which it says in 1 Corinthians 13. There is no accounting of the wrongs that have been done. That's gone. The sins are separated. Psalm 103, verse 12, as far as the east is from the west. This is new. You have a new identity. Oh, I know the old things I used to do, and I'm ashamed of those, and I've repented of those, but still there's that clawing memory. Oh, no, the Lord says, no, that's gone. That's gone. I've thrown those sins behind my back. This is a new identity. It's a new you. Like I tell people, you will still be you, Christian. You will still be you in heaven, but without all the bad stuff. This denotes a new identity. And just as Jesus had seen Simon and said, as he sees Simon, your name is Simon, but that's not powerful enough, all right, when we see this. The Lord says, Simon, I'm going to call you Peter as well. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you an extra name, added on, tacked on, to give you more strength. Adding to that is the rock. It says in Mark chapter 3, Simon, he surnamed Peter. That could very well be what we are. You're not going to lose your name. We saw in Matthew 8:11, they still retain their name. Maybe there are names added on, or maybe this is between you and your personal relationship. After all, God wiped away every one of your tears personally. Yeah, we have a personal God here, Yahweh, the Father, taking care of you, in which you have the right, Romans chapter 8 and verse 15, to call him Abba, Dad, Daddy, personal, one-on-one. Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me today. We'll go on and move on into Revelation chapter 21 through this wonderful chapter. My name's Brad Zockel. Thank you so much. I'm on the Heaven Tour, back out on the road in just a handful of days here. And thank you so much for your gifts, your care, your encouragement, your prayers. God bless you, and Lord willing, we'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to Questions About Heaven with Brad Zockel. The Heaven Tour Ministry is traveling across the country and speaking on the Bible truths about our eternal home with God. You can find out more about our ministry by visiting our website at www.theheaventour.com. If you'd like to partner with us, receive our newsletter, or donate to our ministry, please go to our website at theheaventour.com. Look for the Heaven Tour Ministry on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Thank you, and God bless you greatly.